Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Receiver up top, and everybody's along the line of scrimmage. Ball's on the ground. Muffed the handoff. I think the Argos may have fallen on it because it was still bouncing around.
Jake Dorn was all over that.
Yeah, Jake Dorn right there. What a huge turnover. Really nothing the Argos did. It was just Argos first down. Goal to go at the one. Jarrett brings the man in motion. Holds him there. It's Blaylock. They'll hand it off into the end zone. Did he get through? Yes, he did. C.J. Wilson punches it home. Touchdown, Argos.
Yeah.
So big third down play for both offense and defense. Man in motion is Kennedy out to the outside. Direct quarterback run. Here comes some pressure off the edge. They're going to come up and get him.
Hit.
Nice job by Ralph Ortiz of keeping it inside and putting Brown on the ground. Coming right back with an inside run. Busey takes the handoff, gets across the 25. Good push on the pile, and he fumbled. It's scooped up. It's going to be a return for a touchdown. That ball came out in the scrum, and finding it on the ground was Jeremy Smith. He takes it to the house, and it's an opportunity for West Georgia to tie this game with a PAT.
Oh, man. The scoop and score against, I wasn't a big fan of that. That made it 7-7 in the first quarter. UWF taking on West Georgia at home, their first Gulf South Conference game of the year. And West Georgia is moving up a division to Division I next year, I think, something like that. Anyway, so, but no worries. UWF comes back. Another run by C.J. Wilson. That made it 14-7. The defense, as always, was spectacular. Pee Wee Jarrett to Jarrett Smith.
Out to the 24. Second and five. The deep ball's there. We've seen him take advantage of it already. But, you know, get that run, get him creeping in, pulls it out of the belly. He's going deep off the back foot. He's got a man. It's Jared Smith into Wolves territory. Smith is holding his shoulder. He went down on his shoulder.
He was fine, we think. Well, I'll ask Brian Henry about that coming up in a half hour. 52-yard pass play there. UWF goes up 14. They go up 21-7. They go up 28-7. They go up 35-7. They go up 42-7. They even had...
Cameron Brown is out. They're going to somebody else who is not on my roster at all. Fumble on the ground. Joel Vargas gets on it, and the new quarterback got rudely welcomed to the...
Yeah, welcome to UWF defense. It was in the end. They scored a couple of kind of garbage time touchdowns in the end, but it was 49-21, dominating performance over West Georgia, a game that I thought was going to be more of a test for UWF. So good job, kids. Good job. And now, something that just came into my hands within the last 15 minutes, what I can only describe as my favorite sounds. This is fantastic. So, Kerry Smith, who is a commissioner in Santa Rosa County, just sent this to me early this morning, like I said, about 15 minutes ago. And this is a video that he recorded last night, basically in his house. They were woken up. They live off the Yellow River. They were woken up by... sounds that his wife thought, well, I'm gonna, is that a raccoon outside? What's making that noise? But you be the one to tell me, does this sound like raccoons to you?
I don't know. I'm just sure. Oh, it's 11:30
at night. That's automatic weapons fire. That's one of my favorite sounds in the whole wide world. I could be wrong, but David, okay, David's had some experience in this realm, serving overseas in Iraq. You want to identify that sound for me? Because I know what I think it is, but you tell me what you think
that
sound is.
All right, play it one more time.
Is.
Boy, that had a real fast rate of fire.
It's clearly some kind of a chain gun, Gatling gun. It sounds like an A-10 to me.
Oof.
Now, I didn't hear any plane sounds, and I asked the commissioner if there were any planes overhead, but this sounds just like the burt of an A-10 to me.
Yeah.
And if they're running without, you know, they're obviously not live rounds. They're, you know, going to be running.
Right. Yeah. No, that definitely, that's bigger than like your.
It's not just some minigun.
Right. It's not a saw. It's not
right,
a, yeah,
right.
It's not a 249. That's definitely something big.
That's a lot of big bullets on target. Okay. That they're doing these training. And he said they were in, the Zodiacs, the boats, as they were out on the river practicing. And this went on for a while. Lot. Take a little break. That's multiple different kinds of weapons there, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they are going at it. There you go again.
Get it!
I know! I'm like, dude! Yeah, and that's Commissioner Smith saying, wow, that's a lot. So this goes on for about two and a half minutes. That's my funny, that's what I love this one. Like, oops, my mistake. I'm sorry. So he's out, just listening to this going on last night. And, you know, some people are like, no, that's so loud. Not me, man. He's like, I'm going to go down to the river. I'm going to take my, I'm going to get closer because, you know, they're not going to be firing live rounds, I would assume. So he sent that to me and I thought, wow, that's great. I'll put it up on our Facebook page so you can enjoy it for yourself. But David, chain gun, at least something multi-barrel.
Yeah, that's definitely something bigger than what your like handheld that somebody would have.
Because when you can't even hear the individual, you know, recoil chamber kind of sounds.
See, that kind of sounded like whatever the weapons they used to have that would automatically fire down like missiles and stuff overhead.
Oh, right. Like SeaWiz.
Right, yeah.
Right,
I can't remember all the acronyms. That was a lifetime ago, it seems.
Yeah,
but
yeah. The inbound, like when you're on a ship and you've got a missile inbound and it's going
to
take it out of the air with, right, yeah, no, yeah, you're right. That it is kind of what it sounds like. Oh, man.
Yeah, I used to get woken up by that thing about every night when something was getting fired into our base.
I bet. All right. Well, anyway, thank you for your expertise to help me interpret the sounds that I was hearing. Like I said, I'll share that on our Facebook page, but Sounds of Freedom. Training for freedom, you know, you train like it's real life so that you fight like it's real life. 617 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Like the horror movie?
I got Carrie Smith on my head from we're talking about, you know, the audio thing. So sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. Now, as we take a look at our roads, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. I think that was raccoons, by the way.
Oh, it wasn't just raccoons?
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's scary.
I probably
raccoons.
Didn't hear it right.
Yeah, right. 98 not showing any delays. I mentioned that earlier. 3 mile bridge all clear. General Chappie James Bridge. Same bridge. Not showing any problems or delays. Downtown looking fine, too. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text it in at 437-1620. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkeRealty.com. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, and I got a text in here. Somebody confirmed, says that'd be anti-aircraft, just like David was saying that's something that's going up, not coming down, which... You'd hear the jet sounds of the A-10s if that's what it was. So thank you so much for texting in and clarifying that. I appreciate it. Hey, we got a relatively new advertiser here on News Radio on the Pensacola Morning News. It's a female-owned local company, 35 years. It's ProHealth Florida, best of the Bay, best of the coast, best of Pensacola. They've got 7 locations, and what they are is a series of health clinics that you can go to for medical care. And particularly if you don't have insurance or you want something as an alternative to insurance, they've got some really good deals. I'll explain in a second. But, you know, they're in Gulf Breeze by the Andrews Waterberg across the street, Santa Rosa Beach, Milton Crestview, Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit, Pensacola on College Parkway by the Sam's Club. And they got a walk-in clinic hours from 8 to 4. Okay, that's for urgent care or primary care. Saturday, 8 to 1 at the location by the Sam's Club. They can do lab work. They can do occupational health screens. They can do medical weight loss. And they have a thing called the ProHealth Medical Membership Plan. It's an alternative to insurance. It's $45 a month. $45 a month. And I mean, pretty good, right? Unlimited primary care visits, zero copay, Teladoc 24/7, physical, flu shot, all that stuff, and discounts on lab work and other things. So if you want to find out more about that, or you need health care, or you just want to kind of get informed, whatever, you can either stop by any of those locations or visit them online at prohealthfl.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm going deep, 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 deep undercover.
Good morning, 621 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Tuskegee University police working with local law enforcement after apparently multiple students were injured in a campus shooting yesterday. University officials there say that happened during some type of unauthorized party at a student housing complex. Two visitors were treated at a hospital for a gunshot wound. President Biden apparently going on strike tomorrow, Andrew. He's headed to the picket lines.
So he's not going to work tomorrow.
Well, woo-hoo! Hey, possibly a best case scenario. No. He's actually, I guess he is working. He's going to the UAW picket lines in Michigan.
Oh.
He'll be visiting there. He says he's going to, quote, stand in solidarity with the men and women of the UAW. So that is happening tomorrow. He'll be headed to Michigan.
What percentage of union workers vote for him versus Trump?
Oh, boy. You know, there's
That's a hard... I mean, the union is historically Democrat,
the
right?
Union the union itself is very Democrat.
Right.
Most of the UAW employees
the members.
I know are all
very much
Trump supporters.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting.
And I believe also, was this the week President Trump was also headed to the picket lines?
Yeah, I think so. He's going to go address him or something. Right, yeah. I thought
which
I saw something about
that.
That
was announced like 2 weeks ago, so this President Biden going there kind of, I don't know, that seems kind of sudden. Maybe
a reactionary thing?
Possibly. Hey, the Super Bowl 58 halftime show has been announced.
Oh, I saw, yeah.
It's going to be Usher headlining the halftime show.
That's not...
They could just get Andrew
in case you don't recognize it, that's not actually the song. That was me making that noise.
Wow.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Authentic, right? Who's the guy that did all the sound effects for Police Academy? Robert Johnson.
Oh,
Michael Winslow.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, he's obviously, you know, in danger for his job from me. So
clearly,
very much so.
They should have got 12-year-old Andrew McKay to be in Police
Academy.
No,
not even a little bit.
No,
but that'll happen February 11th, and he called it the honor of a lifetime to be chosen for that. So that'll be, I suppose that'll be a big one to look for this year.
It seems they're a little past the prime on the popularity. I'm not, no knock on Usher. But
Well, they tried.
When was the last time you heard an Usher song on the radio? What's that?
They tried for Taylor Swift, but she turned it down.
Right, she's too busy on a tour.
Yeah,
right.
Way too much to do.
See, that would be
Usher was the backup.
the backup singer.
Yeah,
nice. David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, this is actually kind of related to that, because what I was thinking is, you know how a lot of times you get the halftime shows and you think, well, they're just about one decade late, right? It's just kind of you know, sometimes they're 4 decades late. You know, they're doing like the Rolling Stones or something.
Or the
right,
Stones,
yeah,
or
right.
Prince or right.
And I know there's always this sort of tension where people who want like these big classic rock bands, and you know, of course, you understand that middle-aged white people aren't the only people, or slightly more than middle-aged white people aren't the only people who watch football. Right. And so there's kind of this, you know, cultural gap because you have, black artists because you have a large black audience watching football. And then you have, you know, white people who like listening to classic rock. And I'm not saying the only ones, but, you know, generally speaking. And so it got me thinking about something. I came across this yesterday or the day before. Have you ever heard of a thing called taste freeze? Not tasty freeze, not the soft serve, but taste freeze.
No.
Taste freeze is the concept in psychology where they say that once you get to a certain age, you don't really acquire new tastes in, like, for example, music.
Okay.
You just tend to listen to the things that were your songs, right?
And oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know,
sure.
So I mean, I've read a couple of different articles on this, and there's not a lot of agreement about whether this is even a real thing or not. But the argument is that, you know, you kind of form your musical preferences by like 20, you know, typically, and you kind of stick with them. Certainly by the age of 30s, when you're starting to have kids and things, you just kind of re-listen to what you used to love instead of listening to a lot of new stuff.
I would say mostly that's the case. Sure.
Yeah. And I was talking to my wife about this, and we both like to listen to a lot of new music, but there's also a pretty high percentage of new music that I'm like, no.
Yeah, right.
No.
Sure.
And I'll just confess it. I'll say it this. I have tried my best to understand why people like Drake, and I do not.
You don't like Drake?
No.
Oh. Well, you didn't grow up watching Degrassi.
Well, right, but I mean, like, I've tried. Like,
sure,
I thought, well, this, how can something be such a, you know, universal phenomenon? And I'm like, nope. And I didn't just try once, you know, I tried like a lot of songs. Anyway,
you.
And so I think, because like the music that was on the radio when you were growing up, it might not be your favorite, but because you heard it 100 times, those are songs you still resonate with.
Sure.
I don't know, somehow. So there's some truth to it, but I don't know, some people keep listening to new music, and I love new music all the time. So I'm not sure that it's 100% accurate, but that's what it got me thinking of is
you don't want
the Super Bowl shouldn't be too cutting edge. You know, because then everybody's like, well, I don't even know these songs.
Well, the Super
Bowl.
The
Weeknd.
Okay, right. I had to look up. It's one guy
right.
called The Weeknd, which threw
exactly.
me. And I had to be explained it by Brent freaking Lane.
But then they go with, like, you know, the all 90s hip hop, which, you know, was a huge success when the montage of hip hop.
Well, sure. I didn't see the Britney Spears. Like, but Super Bowl is not for football fans.
Well, that's
it's
right.
For
it's for everybody. That's right.
Right. So that's why they get these people.
627.
These people. What are these people?
Candy's got traffic on the 5.
I do. Somebody said I reminded him of Petula Clark because I talked about downtown.
Oh, nice.
Which is just fine. I'm not showing any slowdowns right now, downtown or otherwise. Looks like 90 accident-free, too, all the way through, and not showing any problems. Taking a look in Scenic Heights, it looks like everything's fine. The curve in Cervantes turning into Scenic Highway. Summit not showing any issues. 12th, 9th. And in East Hill also just fine. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text it in at 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, Candy. What else do we have going on? I'm not doing that. Nah, I don't want to do that. Oh, yeah, sure. So the National Cathedral has undergone a renovation, a wokeissance, if you want to call it that. That's my new word for the day, wokeissance. I'll have to use that on Friday. So they replaced some stained glass windows at the Washington National Cathedral because the original windows had General Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. And yeah, there's one of I think it's Jackson reading a Bible with some, you know, Confederate soldier behind him and a cannon and some tents. And then the other one, reading the Bible. And the other one is Robert E. Lee. I don't know which one is which, actually. And he's kind of praying to God with the, trumpets out towards him. The So he passed over and all the trumpets sounded for him is kind of the idea. So they decided that, no, we cannot have these stained glass windows in a inclusive cathedral that's meant to be the everybody's cathedral. So they've replaced them now with justice marchers from the 60s.
Oh, great.
So there's one that's got... and it's, you know, black people holding the signs. There's no faces, but the bodies and hands. And then they've got, like, signs is fairness and no foul play. And it's hard to know what they all are. But anyway, so they've replaced the stained glass windows at the National Cathedral. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson from the Supreme Court, first black woman to serve on the court, read some excerpts from the letter from a Birmingham jail, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., during the ceremony where they were, they were already installed, so it wasn't really like that. But I don't know. Interesting. I understand it, but again, I'm not a fan of getting rid of things from the past, you know, because it's like your way of saying that never happened. And, you know, if they were to break the windows somehow, would you replace them? I mean, maybe probably not, but... And it is kind of weird to begin with that you would have these there, but so anyway, that's just, I'll just say this is something that happened, okay? Something that happened. That's your story.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's a tentative deal to end the TV and movie writers' strike.
In an email to members last night, their Writers Guild of America wrote, "We can say with great pride that this deal is exceptional with meaningful gains and protections for writers in every sector of the membership." So for nearly 5 months now, writers and later actors have halted Hollywood seeking pay hikes for streamed content as well as increased job security.
Fox's Alexandria Hoppe, actors don't have a deal yet. He said he's not going anywhere, but New Jersey Senate Democrat Bob Menendez is told by other members of the party to resign over federal corruption charges.
New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on CBS Face the Nation.
It is in the best interest to maintain the integrity of the seat.
Senator Menendez has given up his committee chairmanship for now, but plans to run again.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, New Jersey House Democrat Andy Kim says he'll challenge Menendez in next year's primary. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 70 degrees, partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. And Baptist Hospital's big move from their legacy campus on East Street to that new facility on Brent Lane was wrapped up over the weekend and several hours ahead of schedule. After more than a year of planning, the ambulance convoys that were transporting patients to the new campus were completed in just over 6 hours on Saturday. Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore tells News Radio 92 patients were safely moved from the legacy campus to the new hospital. Ambulances were escorted by PPD officers. Traffic control was handled by Escambia County deputies on Saturday. And with that big move, ECAT making a change to accommodate folks that need to get to the new hospital. ECAT says they're changing one of their routes to get people to the Brent Lane campus starting today. For route information, check ECAT's website at goecat.com. Escambia County deputies are looking for a suspect after a shooting at a home on Winton Avenue on Sunday. The sheriff's office says the suspect went to the home where he got into an argument with the couple that lived there, then allegedly shot the male victim. That victim was found at a local hospital and appeared to have non-life-threatening injuries. Deputies say they have identified but have not located the suspect. Their identity has not been released to the public. A teenager shot at DeLuna Lane's bowling alley over the weekend. That happened in the early morning hours on Saturday. The teen reportedly was shot in the arm and the stomach and taken to the hospital in an unknown condition. Escambia County deputies say the teen appeared to have been shot inside of a vehicle in the parking lot after getting into an argument with a group of people. Investigators are still working to identify a suspect in that case as well. Well, as of today, COVID tests are available for free online from the federal government again. This program provides up to 4 free tests per household. It's been relaunched since most insurance carriers no longer cover the cost of testing now that the pandemic is officially over.
Because they are expensive and people should take advantage of them.
That is Dr. Mary Jo Trepka. She's an infectious disease specialist here in Florida, and she says those tests typically cost at least $10 out of pocket each. Dr. Trepka is also encouraging everybody to get the latest COVID booster. One man dead after he was shot by deputies in Orange County. The sheriff's office there says that the deputies were told there was a man firing a gun at passing cars on Sunday and threatening his roommate. Deputies got to that home when the man came outside. He was tased, then allegedly pulled a gun and shot at deputies. Sheriff John Mina in Orange County says deputies returned fire. That man died at the scene of that incident. It is 6:34 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our weather forecast right now. Hot and dry with a high around 90, dropping into the low 70s overnight. Some rain chances tomorrow. Temps in the upper 80s during the day, mid-70s at night, and that should last through the end of the week. And before we wrap up here, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. As I mentioned, 98, I-10, I-110, all the biggies, just fine. Everything's running in posted speeds. Pine Forest not showing any issues or delays. And it looks like Tahar also clear, of course, all the way through. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text in your traffic tips, 850-437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And thank you very much, Candy. 70 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Labor Department says it's investigating plants operated by poultry giants Purdue Pharma and Tyson Foods following a report that some of the company's contractors employed migrant children to clean meat processing plants. The New York Times says migrant children were working overnight shifts at some of the company's plants. Purdue and Tyson said they would cooperate with any federal investigation. A resurgence of U.S. manufacturing faces headwinds, even though nearshoring and reshoring activities have increased from both businesses and governments. Cushman & Wakefield says with the revived effort to begin reshoring and nearshoring manufacturing to and toward the U.S., the composition of real estate will need to change. Currently, manufacturing vacancy makes up 10.3% of the country's total available space, and that's not likely to improve anytime soon, as tight leasing market conditions will be an issue for occupiers who have not already secured their facilities. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Financial literacy isn't taught in our elementary classrooms, and parents lack the resources to teach it at home. But now the kids can learn about finance thanks to Be Sensible Smart and BCS-Kids.com. The Sensibles are a team of animated superheroes who help kids age 6 through 12 develop smart money habits in a fun way. Buy a subscription for your loved ones, and each month they'll get a kid in the mail with an entertaining DVD, comic book, and activities. Get 20% off using promo code CENT when you visit BCS-Kids.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
It's not too late. Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. That's right, loan-free. PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind.
and they stay there, and they stay there, and they stay there.
Second down, goal to go from the 9. Argos looking to add to the lead. Jarrett takes the snap. All day to throws. Got a man into the end zone. Touchdown, Argos. Caden Leggett. It's his favorite corner of Penn Air Field. We've seen him do it again and again. Third down and 5. They're going to chase Brown out of the pocket. He throws it. Picked off. Ralph Ortiz is taking it to the house. It's a pick 6. Touchdown, Argos. Jarrett takes the snap. Back to throw. Throws the back shoulder. Giles this time says no chance. Touchdown, Argos. The DB says I ripped it out at the end, but he had already run about 4 yards after catching it. Jalen Lee, you're not going to win that argument. Argos in the end zone again. John Giles, there go that man.
There go that man. Will Kennedy on the call.
Again and again.
That's right. Brian Henry is the UWF director of Argos director of athletic communication. He always joins us Monday after the games. Brian, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
It is great to be back again, Andrew.
Nice. How much of a hard time was he getting for that, or is that more of an inside joke that I don't know?
I don't know. That's the first I've heard of it, I'll be sure to bring it up in our meetings today.
Again and again. Oh, man. 49-21. Was I wrong for expecting this game to be a lot closer?
I think everybody was. I mean, it was 49-7, and I don't think and their 7 was just a fluke fumble return where they just ripped it out of a running back's hands. I mean,
yeah, scoop and score.
It wasn't even that close. Like, I've never been to a beatdown like that where I thought it was going to be a competitive game.
So
I'm not complaining.
Yeah, but yeah. it doesn't need to be. And they got, you know, 2 more touchdowns and kind of what garbage time kind of stuff at the end. But as has been the story all year, the defense is crazy good. I mean, I actually cut a bunch of the clips for, you know, stops and sacks, and just the defense is crazy this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember a year where our defense was this good this early. Usually it would take it till game 8, 9, 10, 11 before it was the dominant defense, but it's already like that in game 4. And it was like that in games 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
So,
it's
Cavell Connor is a football wizard on the defensive side of the ball.
And then, you know, obviously we have, it's weird because even though it almost, maybe it's just me, but it didn't feel like the Argos of old in terms of the, you know, the big long pass play that's going to go for a touchdown for 40 or 50 yards like Shamari Mason or something like that. But we do have these players who are incredibly capable and gifted. It just seems like a lot of times we'll get to like the 4 and get tackled, and then we have to give it to C.J. Wilson to run it in. Not that I'm complaining about that way of scoring it, but, I mean, we do have some pretty unbelievable talents. Jared Smith and Caden Leggett, right?
Yeah, I mean, people knew about those guys, and then adding somebody like John Giles as a transfer who was a 1,000-yard receiver at Virginia Union, I mean, he's obviously pretty darn talented.
Right.
And people are seeing that. And so, Caleb.
There goes that man.
His philosophy with Peely this year is we don't have to go deep. We don't have to go 30 yards every single play. We can be much more effective going 5 and 6 and 7 yards, and then every, 7 or 8 plays, go deep and surprise the defense. So, I mean, it's been more, and it's turned into a more effective peewee efficient peewee.
So it's not my imagination. It's just different play calling, is what you're telling me.
No, it's by design. Yeah,
okay.
The old coaching staff like to go deep a lot more. This coaching staff wants to be more ball control, and people may not think it's flashy, but you're still putting up 49 points.
Right.
So.
Well, as a non-football expert, as a pure layman, I like it when I wind up getting something right. So I'll take the win on that one. Meanwhile, penalties continue to be a problem.
They are. I mean, they are going down, I will say that. But, I mean, there still are just a few too many unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, things that are just a discipline issue. And you just got to hit it. Like any college student, they're learning. Each week you're learning new information. You're learning in your classes. You're learning in your practices and in your position group meetings. So hopefully they're learning, they can pass these tests and stop with the penalties. But, I mean, I know we're last in the league in penalties, but we're still winning a lot.
Right.
And, but, I mean, that will get come back to bite you later in the year. So it's gotta
right. In the close game, that could be decisive, and that's a problem. Was it Jared Smith that seemed like he got hurt at one point? Is he okay?
Yeah, he went up for a ball and made the catch and came down. It was a long 40, 50-yard, one of those long shots.
Right.
And I actually saw him in the locker room hallway. He was just kind of trying to collect himself. I think he was a little wind knocked out of him and stunned, and his body just needed some time to react to it.
Because
he really hadn't been a primary target this year, and so getting to make a big play, I think his adrenaline was probably pumping pretty good, and then when it wore off, the body told him, hey, that hurt.
Yeah, most definitely. So we got North Greenville coming up this weekend, right? Away game?
Yeah, it's a road game. They always have played us tough. Usually it's at home. The two times that we played them on the road, we've been pretty dominant. But, I mean, they're 2-2. They've got a win over West Alabama. They lost to Valdosta State by 3 touchdowns this last weekend. But, I still think they're dangerous. They have a pretty good quarterback, and they have the best receiver in the conference along with John Giles.
Okay.
So passing games are both going to be on display this weekend.
And other than that, which will be in the way, we've got everything else is at home, right? Volleyball, soccer, soccer and swimming.
Volleyball hosts a couple matches Friday and Sunday. Friday and Saturday. Soccer's they're hosting Lee and Shorter this weekend. Those games are actually going to be played at Shoreline Field in Gulf Breeze.
Oh,
right next to the Gulf Breeze Library. We've had some maintenance issues to the soccer field, which has forced a couple games to get moved. And so as a result, those games will actually be day games on Friday at like noon and 2:30.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, they'll be the same time that they've always been at 12:30 and 3:00. But they'll all be out at Shoreline Field on Shoreline Drive.
Oh, what a treat for people who live in Gulf Breeze to be able to watch that. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, you can take a lunch break and head on over to the nice, that field, I don't think it's even a year old. I think
it isn't.
October or November last year. So it's a nice little facility they're building out there.
And it's gorgeous. If you haven't been out there, yeah, it's a really fantastic facility. Well, very good. We'll look forward to some of the fun stuff at home and then watching the Argos play away at North Greenville over the weekend. As always, Brian Henry, the UWF Argos Director of Athletic Communication. Sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for the information. And go Argos.
No problem, Andrew. Go Argos again and again.
Nicely done. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Again and again. As we take a look at our roads, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. Taking a look over by UWF 90s, accident-free, not showing any issues. They are I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. Olive, Davis, Fairfield, all the way through, all clear. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text in your traffic tips at 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A Veterans Memorial Park Foundation is hosting a special celebration of service on Veterans Day at First Baptist Church of Pensacola. There will be a dinner and a special performance by Mac McAnally. And tickets are on sale now, limited to 300. Get information on tickets at newsradio923.com. Also, the 10th Annual Taste of Gulf Breeze is coming up Friday, October 6th. So that's a week from this Friday, outside the Gulf Breeze Community Center from 6 to 9 p.m. All kinds of good food, and you can get your tickets at newsradio923.com. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home and just want some good advice, particularly from somebody who will, you know, really tell you what she thinks about the market and your, you know, the how good it is right now to sell or buy in your particular price range, because she's got her finger on the pulse of all that. Christina Leavenworth is fantastic. One of the reviews on the Leavenworth Realty website from Merle and Barb said, Christina's the best. Because of a serious health condition about 6 months ago, we decided to move closer to our children. In looking for a realtor, we saw that Christina had a proven track record in sales. I'd say 230 homes last year. After giving her a call, she recommended a price and sold her home in 4 days. If that wasn't enough, after we relocated out of state, she spent many hours ensuring a storm-related storm shutter issue was resolved. You'll not go wrong if you use Christina for your next home purchase or sale. And that's the thing that I've learned about her, is just kind of that above and beyond, do everything, whatever it takes. You know, there's no task too small or too big that she won't take care of it. Just that service attitude, everything all the way across the finish line is the way Christina thinks about stuff. And she would, I know she would agree with me when I say that she's obsessed about selling homes and helping people and serving them and making their lives better. And she's really, really good at it. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport, the sleek compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored in part by Data Revolution, the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes the AFSIA TechNet CyberCoast track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wired.com for tickets and event information.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Jaclyn Harris Preparatory Academy presents The Many Faces of Tina Turner on Friday, September 29th. Sue Strawn will host an evening of electrifying music, fun, and dancing by Dance Connection. Master storyteller Robin Richard will share the story of the most amazing recording artist ever, Tina Turner. This is a fundraiser event for Favor House, so join them for a fun evening. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased at eventbrite.com.
More news, more talk with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Hey, y'all.
National average for gallon gas, 384. In Florida, it's 359. In Mississippi, it's 326. In California, it's 582. If you are in Navarre, prices have actually come down just a little bit. 327 east of the Walmart, 325 west of the Walmart. That's not quite a dime better than it was last week. 325 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy, 349 in proper. Yeah, these prices are all just a little bit lower than they were last week. 328 at the CEFCO in Milton, same at the Pea Ridge Murphy. 335 if you wait till Pace to get it, though. If you're in Pensacola, 319 at the Walmart on 9 Mile, 323 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. Coming in from the southwest side, 324 at the Murphy on Navy. That is your price. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
There's word that New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez will be speaking publicly today. This is for the first time since he was hit with those federal bribery charges last week. He's expected to announce he still plans to seek re-election next year.
Of course he does, because he's been Teflon throughout all of history despite whatever allegations come against him, even with Democrats calling for him to resign now. Wow.
And, of course, he's accused of accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, gold bars, and other gifts for using his position to enrich three New Jersey businessmen. President Biden is hosting a summit with leaders of Pacific Island nations today. The Biden administration is expected to announce some official diplomatic recognition of two Pacific nations, Cook Islands and Niue. The U.S. will also commit to giving them money for infrastructure, including improving their internet connectivity with undersea cables. That sounds expensive.
It is.
And
worth it. Totally worth it. Yeah. I know we have undersea cables going to our house, so.
Nice. Yes. Well, you need them. You need them. Absolutely. We're seeing some reaction now to the news that the Writers Guild of America has reached that tentative agreement with major Hollywood studios. Actor and comedian T.K. Kirkland says he wants to see the terms before the vote.
My concern is always residual. You want to make sure that even when you leave this earth, your children's children are still getting money from work that you did years ago, and that artificial intelligence can't duplicate you or be you. So I hope that it protects us in that way.
And the deal still has to be ratified by 11,000 WGA members.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. All I know is we're going to start getting new shows again in 6 to 8 months.
And
it will not be right away.
Suck.
Yeah, it'll still.
What did you say? I said SNL will still suck. I'm wrong.
It'll come back, and you're like, oh, were we not living our best life without it?
Yeah, right.
Oh, and like Kimmel and Fallon, and you know, they've been off the air for like 5 or 6 months now, right?
And they should have tons of material.
Yeah, well, and the funny thing though is you can't go back and get all the backup stuff you missed, right?
Well, they'll
find something. Yeah, they'll be all right.
I know. Just watch Fallon.
6:55 on News Radio 92.3. Time for traffic on the fives.
Oh, I was going to say, it's too early for future news.
That's right.
And the good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. Lillian looking fine. Blue Angel looking fine. A little slow, like around the intersections at the lights. That's the only congestion that I'm seeing right now. We're not showing any issues otherwise. Again, 98 accident free. Taking a look over at Fairfield, not showing any problems there. In Michigan, Beverly also clear. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So what do you make of the relaxing of the dress code in the Senate? You know, that they're going to allow John Fetterman. They're just not going to enforce it anymore, I guess. Even though some of the, like the staffers and like the sergeant arms or whoever the,
okay,
like some of the officials.
Okay, he's 6'8" and he had a stroke or whatever. You can't.
That mean he has to wear a hoodie?
You can't cut him some grace for his, like, just a more comfortable outfit?
So
he's from Pennsylvania, which clearly you've never been to. Everybody
no, I mean, I don't think
that.
They even sell ties in Pennsylvania anymore.
They don't.
No, but I...
They do.
But, like, you know, I show up to work and I'm wearing... Like, today I'm pretty well dressed up because I'm actually wearing a collared polo, but shorts and flip-flops, right?
Every day.
Yeah, and often T-shirts. And,
often
you know, because it's radio.
Right. We both do.
Guess what we do. But, you know, I would... If I were considering taking a job and the job required me to dress in a suit every day, that's not my favorite at all.
So would you rather have somebody that people don't love wearing a suit or people do love wearing a hoodie?
Well, the argument that Peggy Noonan, of course, the longtime speechwriter for Reagan and Bush, I think, if I remember correctly. Anyway.
So she's young.
Yeah, no, but she makes the argument that it's about sacrifice. It's about putting the standard above your own personal tastes and representing something to the world, kind of like... We want to be respected, but we're not willing to be respectable, you know, like, and dressing a certain way is a part of the job. You know, when the candidates show up for the debates, they wear a suit and a tie. And when the president, you know, and I know where her heart is at, it's kind of like the old Ronald Reagan, when he was in the Oval Office, you know, somebody kind of asked him, why doesn't he take his coat off? And he's like, this is the Oval Office.
Okay, she's 70 years old, 73 years old.
That doesn't make her wrong.
I'm not saying it makes her wrong, but dude, when she was 20, like, bell bottoms were just coming into style. So shut the hell up.
So shorts and flip flops for, you know, senators?
Well, yeah, to be fair, like, I've never seen Matt Gaetz wear anything other than a suit.
Oh, you just haven't seen him out and about.
I really haven't. I like Matt.
He's out in non suits all the time.
Oh, and I love him. I'm just saying, but, like, I don't, dude, it's John Fetterman. He's 6'8". How many comfy suits do you think
there are? But on the floor of the Senate, you don't...
Well, it's not like people don't know who he is.
That's not the issue.
I know.
The issue is, you know, what presentation are you offering? And so as a person who despises formal attire, like,
yeah.
I hate
dressing.
Yeah,
you
I
should be
dressing.
All like, go Fetterman.
I don't get into this at all. You know, the requirement to show up in a suit or a tie or whatever. In fact, I'm the chamber dinner is tonight, and I'm wearing a business attire to that because I'm presenting one of the awards. And it's like that one time where I'm like, man, this is...
Well, insane.
And I don't mind
looking
nice. I'd rather be comfortable. Always would rather be comfortable. If it were up to me, I'd be in a T-shirt and shorts tonight.
And yet you have a problem with the people that dress as dogs. You know, whatever. At least he's not a furry.
I identify as a Floridian. Which I have no problem with. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3.
But she works for the Wall Street Journal. I mean, they're a little, they're not known for not being stuffy.
Just never heard anybody hate on Peggy Noonan so much.
Well, I don't hate her.
So
I'm just saying.
So future news, future news. Will Biden be welcome on the picket line tomorrow?
Probably not.
I bet he gets booed. Will Usher and who for the Super Bowl?
Me. No, I don't know.
Right. Will there be another act?
No.
I would think yes. I would think somebody else will join, like halfway through the performance, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. 10 to 15 years to redevelop the Baptist site, less or more?
Oh, less.
I think less. I'll be optimistic.
Spirit Halloween store.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.